The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday. Oh, my goodness, we got a new month here, August 3rd, 2020. Feeling COVID-y yet out there, folks? This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, and as usual, guy riding shotgun. Are you in the back seat holding a shotgun to my head? Steve Elkins.
Hello, Johnny. How you doing?
Well, not too bad. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Good.
Well, you...
Hey, I saw something the other day.
Wait. My show, I get to open it.
Okay, open it.
Okay.
Go for it.
You sent me over a video.
Oh, yeah. Good
but not you. Before I sent you over a video. So yes, I will you see your video, and I will raise you Microsoft's bad man saying, you don't have a choice on this one.
Yeah. Hmm?
Anyhow, that was my grand opening. Go ahead.
Good grand opening. No, they're both good videos. No, I saw a plaque that said, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to explain why I'm right and you're wrong. And I'm going to start using that with hostile callers. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to explain why I'm right and you're wrong. I thought that might work for you also.
No.
No. Hey, you've been following this storm, Isaias. You've been following this thing?
Yeah, and I was watching it glance off the east coast there of Florida, and I'm thinking, I wonder how Steve's doing down there. Have you gotten
Steve's
any rain?
Great. Yeah, the thing totally missed us. No rain, not from this storm.
Oh, but did you?
And
did,
it went up the eastern.
Did you hear? Did on the Weather Channel? But, did you hear how they were selling this? This has the potential.
Oh, major.
Yeah, this has the potential to affect adversely millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
That's called.
Well, it's typical Weather Channel fear porn. They love this, and it was a tropical storm. And just as it goes over 80 miles an hour, they consider it a Category 1. And they're just praying so hard for a Category 2, and maybe it'll get worse. And then it peters out and turns into a tropical storm again. And it misses us altogether. It missed central Florida and went up the eastern side there to Jacksonville. Now it's pushing up to the Cape Hatteras and up to New York. My theory is that it's going to actually blow the COVID virus back up to New York, and we will probably see a third wave of COVID virus in New York City.
My guess. Do you know, have you ever seen that series? It was on for like 18 years, Deadliest Catch. This is where these guys go out and catch the in the Bering Sea, which is not conducive and friendly to your average weekend boaters or kayakers. Let me put it to you that way. And these storms that hit up there, if you want to take a look at a day at work where the risk is high but the rewards are great, but these guys, they go out fishing, they go out crabbing when there's hurricane force winds, when you got 60, 70 mile an hour headwinds and the temperature is like 0 degrees. And I just watched one the other day. There were 100-foot waves, and these guys were out in it. Now, I don't know how you feel, but Steve, a 100-foot wave, that's Yeah, 100-foot wave. That's what. That's like a 10-story building.
It's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most dangerous job. People say, "Oh, being a police officer, a fireman." No. A crab fisherman is probably the most dangerous job out there.
Well, and you made the comment.
I can't remember how many people actually die every year from crab fishing, but they lose people. They knock them over. Big wave knocks the boat and hits the people and throws them off, and they drown. Well, they freeze to death.
And you made the point. You know, well, that's why king crab is so expensive. Yeah. At any rate.
Actually, I do a little prayer before I eat my last king crab, because I'm praying for the crab fishermen and those who survived and who did perish getting my crab to my table here. I thank them.
Well, and you know, the appeal to the series, it was a show based on reality, not a reality show. They didn't have to cook up any drama. The drama is minute by minute. I have seen guys with their legs twisted in corkscrews and fingers being smashed and holes in their heads and being washed overboard and 34-degree water. If you don't get them out in 10 minutes or less, they're dead.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I am amazed about how many people, you know, they're buying the thing about safety, but they're really not shown really dangerous jobs. You know, being a fireman, running into a burning building, going after a crying baby or a meowing cat, or, you know, that's pretty heady stuff. But most of firemen's lives are spent at the firehouse waiting for the alarm bell. Their life is punctuated by a lot of heat and we got to move quick, but that's the punctuation. That's not the storyline. These guys, holy mackerel. Anyhow, that's enough.
Well, think about that. Think about all that equipment they wear to stay warm out there. You get blown over the railing from a big wave.
Yeah.
And now you can't really move. You can't swim because you've got all this gear on.
You're sopping wet. You're soaked to the bone in 34-degree water. You got minutes before you die, and then you got to, on top of that, tread water. Yeah. If nobody has ever seen that series, I don't want anybody telling me about their dangerous jobs.
That's right.
I don't particularly like heights. I've watched videos on tower climbers. These guys climb 1,000-foot towers, for God's sakes. Yeah. And it's like, you know, the good Lord imbued you with a kind of an indicator. It's an automatic indicator. If you're climbing something and you notice your knuckles are getting white, it's telling you that you're probably high enough. If you fall off, you could die. You know, just a little hazard of the job. Yeah. Hey, look, I sent you this video. While you were preoccupied, and I have not for one moment taken my eye off the people that are benefiting the most out of, well, anything. David Icke did a presentation with a fellow, put it out on YouTube. By the way, Mike, do me a favor. This is YouTube. Can you go in there and capture that video while you were preoccupied? Can you capture that so nobody can go in there and walk off with it? I just said it. While you were preoccupied. Yeah, like, what do you think? I was just talking to you and just pulled that sentence out of my hat? No. While you were Okay, stop talking, Mike. Unless, Mike, you want to open up your mic. Mike. Okay, he doesn't.
Mike.
All right. But at any rate, folks, experience has shown me that we have been pulled every which way but loose. No, that's not a movie with an orangutan in it. This is real life. Whether we're being pulled aside with, global warming or BLM or the Russia hoax, or I don't care what it is. They have these bankers are now getting filthy, filthy rich. And the reason why they did it, well, I alluded to it last week. They've taken their funny junk and they bought real stuff with it. Let me play you. It's happening now. By the way, what did Michelle think of this?
Well, I've told her before, the funny money system. She knows about it. I'm glad you mentioned that, because something else I want to mention that was really strange and weird is that I ordered Ron McDonald's book. I actually had a copy. I gave it back to him. He was supposed to write a nice scripture inside the front cover to kind of inspire me before I started your show. your network. And Ron never got it back to me. I kept saying, Ron, I need the book back. You know, yeah, write that little scripture. Oh, yeah, I'll get it to you. Never did. When I moved, so I said, I never got it back. And, of course, we kind of lost contact, whatever happens to Ron. So I decided to order the book and on Amazon. And it was supposed to come to me, and it was supposed to arrive on a certain date, the 29th of July. And I checked on it, the status, and it says shipped. Then it said out for delivery. And then it said refund. They never delivered it. They haven't responded to what happened to it. You said it was shipped. You said it was out for delivery. So and
they
now
they blocked
it's
the
been
delivery.
Sent back to the original person, and I've been refunded my money.
They blocked the delivery.
Book. Yeah.
See, what David Icke points out in this, this is something that nobody's talking about. And I know what the core problem here is. Let me just play the video without talking 10 times longer than the video actually is. Here's David Icke talking about beware, it's happening now.
The following program deals with a controversial subject. The theories expressed are not the only possible interpretation.
Of course, we
viewers
have to
are
put the disclaimer
to make a judgment
in here.
Based
hopefully
on all available information.
Everyone watching now, please share this link via the sidebar to any and all of your social media channels. This is important. Simply ask your friends and family to give us 15 minutes. That's all we ask.
That is the foundation of human control. This cult is constantly dictating when it goes up and when it goes down. But no one ever talks about it. Why? This is fundamental, and I never hear any political party talk about this. I don't hear the wokers talk about it. I don't hear any of them talk about it. This cult has achieved economic dominance on an ever more extreme scale, thus dominance of the choices and freedom of the population, by creating a situation in which they can lend money that doesn't exist, called credit, to the population, and then charge interest on it. And taking as collateral wealth that does exist, land, resources, homes, businesses, and if the population doesn't pay back the credit money that is a figment of the imagination, created out of nothing basically, then the people issuing the credit, i.e. the banking system owned by the cult, gets your wealth that does exist. And through the generations, this exchange of non-existent theoretical money called credit for real wealth and resources has sucked the wealth of the world into the hands of the few. And through that dominance of financial control, they dictate the choices, or lack of them, of the population. And they dictate the choices of black people, white people, Asian people, all different kinds of people and sexualities. Why are governments borrowing money from private banking systems and the population paying interest upon that borrowing? Why aren't the governments issuing their own currency interest-free and lending it to the population interest-free to go about their commerce and go about their lives, creating opportunities and choices that they wouldn't otherwise have? Why are we allowing a privately owned, in the end, by a tiny few people, banking system to issue non-existent credit money and then be able to take the wealth of the people if they don't pay it back? And there's another thing on this. The same people that lend the money, the credit, dictate if the economy goes up or the economy goes down. Thus, they can lend lots of money and there's a boom. And then they can crash the economy and people can't pay back the loans that they took out. So what happens then? Those that have lent the non-existent credit and crashed the economy can then suck up all the wealth that was put as collateral for the non-existent money. Now, what we're going to see in relation to what I've just said is a frenzy of repossession of properties. A frenzy as the cult, which owns the banking system, sucks up more of the wealth and resources of the world because of a pandemic hoax that crashed the world economy, which the ones that control the banking system were behind. Because the same people, the same cult that's behind the banking system, if people want to focus on how we get our freedom back, then private banks lending money at interest, non-existent money called credit, has to end, or at least it has to be an add-on. We need a system, not a communistic system, but a system where governments are able to issue the currency interest-free. Because you say to people, how is money created? And they say, oh, the government does it. Well, almost entirely it doesn't. Money comes into circulation by private banks lending credit. And when they lend lots of credit, then there's the opportunity for lots of economic activity. And when they squeeze the credit, what did they say in 2008? A credit crunch. When they squeeze the credit, they're taking out of circulation units of exchange, and economic activity cannot take place. And so we go into a recession. And this cult, via the banking system and via this system, is constantly dictating when it goes up and when it goes down. Because what their masters are making it go up and down, so they know when it's going up and down. And that an idiot could make vast amounts of money if you know when the economy and the stock market's going up and when it's going down. And this is how it works. Changing the banking system, taking control of our economic lives, our livelihoods, our choice, out of the hands of private banks, that would change everything on the level that we are talking about. But no one ever talks about it politically. Why? Because Britain is a one-party state. We have a one-party state Labour Party, a one-party state Conservative Party. In America, you have a one-party state Republican Party, a one-party state Democratic Party. And these one-party groupings, all these major political parties, are ultimately controlled by the same network that controls the banking system. And because of that, the politicians controlled by those people are not going to challenge the banking system controlled by those same people. What this whole Marxism tyranny wants to sell is that everyone should be equal. But what does that mean? Everyone should be equal. I would like to play in goal for Manchester United. I'm 68 and I have an arthritic hand. Ain't going to happen. So what I'm going to do is something that I can do. And I'm not going to complain that I'm limited, and I'm not going to say that I'm disabled and that it's the system that means I can't play for Manchester United. I look at the situation I'm in and I achieve or seek to achieve on the basis of who I am. I'm a unique individual, so I will achieve in a unique way. This idea that everyone must be the same, it's a race to the bottom. What we need is equality of opportunity so that someone's race or background is not a block on their ability to achieve what they want to achieve, as long as they have the ability to do it. We all have different abilities and different gifts. But what we don't want, surely, is equality of outcome, because that's a race to the bottom. Give people opportunity, and then what they do with that opportunity is entirely up to them. They might say, no, I don't want to take that opportunity. I want to go walking in India. All right, fine. Well, you know, enjoy. But just because you go walking in India and this person achieves something with their opportunity doesn't mean that they're privileged. It means they just took the opportunity and direction of life that was different to yours. To create this equality of opportunity, it's to create a massively, fundamentally more fair economic system where wealth is shared out. It doesn't mean everyone gets the same. Because, you know, you take motivation and incentive out of life, it's a race to the bottom. Because, you know, well, no matter what I do, it's still the same, you know. So incentive's a very important thing. But what has happened in the system that we have is that it's been completely hijacked financially by a tiny few people. And I said earlier that freedom is actually choice. The more choices you can make, the freer you are. The fewer choices, the less free you are. And what dictates the choices in the system and the world that we have today? It's money, overwhelmingly. Not always, far from always, but it is central money. So if you're the cult and you want to take people's freedom away, then you take their access to money away because you're taking their access to choice away. It's the private banking system issuing non-existent theoretical money called credit. That's the whole basis of it. And if I demanded that someone take from me money that doesn't exist, or I tried to give people money that didn't exist, telling them it was real, I'd get frickin' arrested. But banks can make loans of credit, which has never, does not, and will never exist except in theory. And they don't get arrested. They become the 1%. And that's how they've done it. The number of people that are driving this is tiny. I mean, it's ridiculous. At its core, you'd get it in a room. You know, people say, you know, what are we going to do? Well, you can look for a solution. And, you know, where do solutions usually lead? They lead to more problems that need more solutions. You see it all the time. Now, what's the best way to remove a problem? To remove the frickin' cause of it. You take away the cause of a problem. Don't find a solution to it. Take away the cause, and the problem must cease to exist because its cause has been deleted. And I've talked about the cause length today. It's human acquiescence to authority. Authority that tells you what to believe and what to do and wants to give you consequences for not believing it and doing it. You acquiesce to that and you're giving your freedom away. Acquiesce to that collectively. Humanity gives its freedom away to a tiny few people.
Kind of like COVID-19, and you must wear your mask as well, Steve.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've mentioned it, but there's new rules now. Dr. Anthony Fauci has now strongly suggested we add goggles to the scenario.
Yeah.
So goggles, face mask, yeah. And mask.
Yeah.
Face shield and mask.
Well, I suggest the 79-year-old Dr. Fauci take his leave before his scam is really figured out, and we got to put him in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I pointed out on Sunday, what? John, is that what we need to do is point out the exceptionalism with these people, people like Fauci. And all these other people have these rules they hand down for the little people. That's what it is. Rules for the little people. We're exceptional. We don't have to follow our own rules.
And the theme of that video is the same thing about coronavirus, folks. You got people telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, if you can do it. It's permission of the state. If that's not taking your freedom away, oh, and I know. Well, geez, you know, the COVID thing, you know, we got 150,000, and the CDC this month is predicting, what, another 20, 30, 40,000 deaths? Yeah, folks, I just went into a CVC here, or CVS, rather, and behind their plastic shields and all the signs in their door, I walked in. Had to pick up some Pedialyte. Thank you for that suggestion. That has helped me out a lot, Steve. But I went in there and got what I needed, and I'm standing there, and I'm waiting. And she calls out to me, "Do you have a mask?" I go, "No." And she started to say, "Well, we don't." I said, "Did you read the corporate letter?" She shut up her mouth, rolled her eyes, didn't say another word.
Good.
Folks, this, what's going on here is people are letting other people know about this. In France, what they were covering today was the teachers thinking about going on strike because they don't want to go back in the fall unless they got virtual classrooms and the teachers' unions are behind it. And you know what? We get that on street protests, but they will not show you the tens of thousands of people over in Paris, France, that hit the streets going, you know what, your COVID-19 is crap and we know it. Stephen. This is about freedom. This isn't about the dictates or the mandates for the government to try to keep you safe. This is putting the manhole cover back on the escape route of the bankers that ripped us off back in 2008 that are keeping this economy limping along by what? Bailing out the banks.
Right.
They broke the system. They run it to their end. I was waiting for the market to collapse before this whole COVID-19 thing. You track numbers, and so do I, Steve. Mm-hmm. And we know that it was on thin ice to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
And that one more.
Now, they have the perfect excuse now. They have the perfect excuse, John. We knew it was going to collapse. All the years of quantitative easing and plunge, we knew it was going to collapse. Didn't know when they were going to finally pull the plug on all that extra money funneled into Wall Street. And so now they have the perfect excuse. It doesn't fall on the shoulders of Donald Trump. You've got a perfect patsy, per se. China did this, ruined our economy, and it will not fall on his shoulders. Because, you see, he was in a situation, he was boxed in with telling us that these lies of the economy was strong, manufacturers coming back, unemployment's 3.5%. Mm-hmm. And when everything goes crashing down, people start to scratch their head and say, wait a minute here, you told me this, this, and this. That must not have been the truth, or the economy wouldn't crash. But now you've got a perfect patsy. You've got Wuhan, China. The virus did this. It's not me. It's China. There you go.
Or it's, yeah, China, or the spinoff here that, you know, the coronavirus, it's real. There's been 150,000 people that have been killed in this country over this. And how the CDC is now claiming greater numbers is because they're continuing to put all deaths on the COVID-19 list. And these, oh, God, Steve, I sometimes sit and I just have this little fantasy of people that are on board knowingly lying. The whole world is not evil. We've got some very evil people in some very, prime places, controlling places. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, they would not be able to get away with this if there was fair and balanced news. Okay, give me the latest COVID-19, and here's Professor so-and-so, or virologist such-and-such, or epidemiologist who, and here's the countervailing theory. We don't have that. What we have is strict mind control. This is nothing but one gigantic psyop. And I keep telling people, Steve, I keep telling them, if they're willing to do this to the economy, to you, your freedom, your choice, your ability to make up your mind about anything in your life, if they're willing to do this to you on round one of the COVID-19 hyped up crisis, what do you think they're going to come back with this fall? Steve, we got teachers. Yeah. Chicago Teachers Union is complaining, well, we need computers and we need online. 2 weeks before the school is due to start in Chicago, these teachers are saying, oh, no, well, we don't want to go into the classrooms to teach. We need virtual teaching. Well, we got to get them laptops and we got to get them internet service. Well, how much is that going to cost? Well, we don't know, but it's got to be done. I've got an idea. Now, I know this is a little radical and a lot of people would not agree with me. Okay, since COVID-19 is such a crisis, okay, let's, for the sake of the devil's argument, let me give you that one for the moment. All right, well, let's really stop this. Let's furlough the teachers, or better still, let's break up the teachers' union, fire all of you. We're going to give you one more chance to come to your senses. If you don't, bye-bye. Didn't Reagan fire all the air traffic controllers? Didn't a lot of lives?
Yes, he did.
Hey, how many planes crashed because he fired those controllers? None that I know of. And the primary responsibility of an airline is taking passengers from point A to point B in the safest manner possible. And hopefully, if you weren't run your airline right, you got cheaper ticket prices than the other guy, or your services are better, or like Southwest, we'll get on and entertain you, and we'll put on a comedy show. Whatever the reason, it's free market, let it go, but that's not what this is about. And Steve, let's think about this one. Do you think the banks are going to be in for a receivership of some 30 million homes that the mortgages are now underwater and there's no way to come out of this under the present economic circumstance? Remember what we said. They issue the credit. There's no money loaned. When you go for a mortgage, you're creating that money out of thin air. And Steve, I'll tell you what. It's not too late, Donald. There's 90-plus days until November election. And Mr. Paul, I'm speaking to you, Mr. Ron Paul, which is a doctor, which would be perfect to be vice president. But more importantly, you're the guy that wanted to end the Fed. Get in there, help Donald Trump end the Fed. Let's get rid of these banker bastards. Let's start living our lives for ourselves.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor, I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I just held class on the guy walking out of the tax office next door. He came out with one of those expensive-looking masks. And I looked at him, and he's talking over his shoulder to the people in the tax office as he's leaving. He said, well, maybe next year will be saner than this year. And I looked at him, and I said, no, it won't. No, it won't. He says, well, why? I said, why are you wearing a mask? And he just looked at me. And I said, you see me wearing a mask? I said, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm standing here drinking a cup of coffee talking to you during break. I'm on air. And I said, what you've been told about the coronavirus and the COVID-19 crisis is crap. And I gave him the reasons why. I also gave him a short lecture on, and I covered a lot in less than 2.5 minutes. I gave him a lecture on autism, that he should go look at Mr. Kennedy. Yeah, one of the Kennedy brothers. And the anti-vax movement. How the autism has been caused in babies, and then people are saddled, I mean, with a life that never has a chance, and parents that, I'm
glad you mentioned that, because what you could have told him is that in this quarantine lockdown that the wellness baby
well, wait a
shots
minute,
have
I,
been
wait a
delayed.
Maybe still in the parking lot. Let me drag him in. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
The wellness baby shots have been delayed because of the quarantine. So, because remember, there's essential and non-essential emergencies mm-hmm. in the hospital. So, they're off their schedule, and they're showing that the children, the autism went down. So guess what? There's a direct correlation there. Wellness baby shots on babies, autism. They've delayed those shots because of the quarantine. It's been a couple months. And guess what? autism has gone down. Well, direct correlation.
Well,
correct.
No, I'm sure that's just an anomaly, Steve. I'm sure that, you know.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, what am I talking about?
You know, I'm telling you, I'm getting so tired of people voicing their opinions based on absolute fact. I'm getting real tired of it. Hey, Bill Gates has a message for you folks. He's telling you that normalcy only returns when we largely vaccinate the entire population of the planet. And by the way, you don't have a choice. Here is Bill Gates. Take it away, Bill. And take it away and run as fast and far as you can, because one of these days I'm going to see you locked up in prison. And that will be the best case scenario.
In my lifetime, this will be the greatest economic hit. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. People don't feel like going to the stadium.
Yes, we do.
When they might get infected. You know, it's not the government who's saying, okay, just ignore this disease. And, you know, people are deeply affected by seeing these deaths, by knowing they could be part of the transmission chain. And, you know, old people, their parents, their grandparents could be affected by this. And so you don't, you know, you don't get to say, ignore what's going on here. There will be the ability, particularly in rich countries, to open up if things are done well over the next few months. But for the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
The entire population.
Well, let me make a comment here real quick and let you slide in. But Bill Gates is also on quoted saying that the next pandemic, how do you know that another pandemic is coming? Because you guys planned this one. You know, the question I have is, you know, we know the children have good at hearty immune systems. And these kids that are walking around and they're forced to wear the mask are delaying their immune response to bring them future immunity. So the kid that doesn't follow the mask, doesn't have it on, gets it. His body reacts, his immune system activates, building antibodies to the antigen. He gets future immunity. So why would this child now need a vaccine? They have future immunity. But don't forget, the campaign is we are all in this together. That kid does not need a vaccine now. But they would force the vaccine saying, you still need it. With no common sense, no logic behind saying, you still need the vaccine, but I have immunity. No, we're all in this together. Everybody must be vaccinated like we're all cattle.
Well, they're on a mission. They're there to keep us safe.
Yes, they are.
And flu vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, ever since we discovered what flu was, has been killing people every year. And that's the natural course of it. Life has a way of weeding out the less than strong, the infirm, the people that have the associated diseases that weakens their immune systems. There is always going to be deaths, Steve, from somebody that gets the flu. Their systems, they are compromised, and they're vulnerable to anything else that hits them. What they're trying to make us believe is that we can vaccinate everybody and we can save the entire planet from this mass death. It just ain't so. And people...
Well, that goes against the Agenda 2030 program. They want to depopulate. They've already said, come out and said, we need a restart on population. We need a restart on the economy and Wall Street, but we also need a reset on people. We have too many on the population. We need to bring the numbers down. We don't have the resources, evidently, to continue growing a population. We're near 8 billion already. And so they've theoretically said, 470 million people worldwide to reset the number and start over. Well, that can only be done by a certain thing. Either you release a bunch of toxins and whatever through the air, chemtrails or whatever, the water, the food supply, the food chain, Or you can do it some through vaccine and decrease our life expectancy. Instead of living to be 75 years old, you live to be 60 years old. I mean, they've run out of money, John. Old people are costly.
Yes.
They don't put money back in the system. They take from the system.
They're useless.
And they're broke.
There's a term for it. It's called useless eaters. They have stopped producing, and they're now sucking off the teat of financial resources that everybody needs. So
that's
why
right.
don't you be polite and just die on us?
Right.
It's pretty much
that's
the
they,
attitude.
That's how they think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's how they think.
Well, the CDC director admits that hospitals have monetary incentive to inflate coronavirus death count. Say it isn't so. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Robert Redfield admitted last week that American hospitals may have monetary incentive to inflate coronavirus death counts. During a hearing by the House Oversight and Reform Select Committee on Coronavirus Crisis on Friday, Representative Blaine Lutkemeyer, I think I said that right, Republican out of Missouri, asked whether hospitals have a perverse incentive to inflate COVID-19 fatality numbers. Shockingly, Redfield admitted that they do. He said, I think you're correct in that we've seen this in other disease processes as well. Really, in the HIV epidemic, someone may have a heart attack but also have HIV. The hospital would prefer the classification for HIV because there's greater reimbursement. So I don't think there's some reality to that, he says. When it comes to death reporting, though, ultimately it's how the physician defines it in the death certificate, and we review all those death certificates, so I think probably it's less operable in the cause of death, although I won't say there are not some cases, he continued. I do think, though, that when it comes to hospital reimbursement issues or individuals that get discharged, there may be some play in that for sure. Well, the Washington Examiner put this out. A Yale study concluded that the overall coronavirus death toll in the United States is a substantial undercount of the actual numbers. But White House coronavirus response team, Dr. Deborah Birx, suggested in May that deaths are being overcounted by 25%.
More than that.
Yeah.
More than that.
Well, there appear to be cases where the opposite has happened. An investigation in Florida found that several deaths were wrongly attributed to the virus, including the case of a man who died from gunshot wound to the head. The CDC's website lists over 3,700 coronavirus deaths characterized as intentional or unintentional injury, poisoning, and other adverse events. In Texas, more than 3,000 people were recently removed from the overall coronavirus count because they were never actually tested but considered probable cases.
Right, right.
Now, Steve, probable cases?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, in that video I played, and I think, I'm not sure if you played it, but Tom, it's a 52-minute clip, the fact-free lockdown hysteria, talked about deaths of disparity, and they don't talk about that too much. Deaths where people go back and start drinking a lot again, alcoholism, drug abuse, overdoses, death by alcohol, or suicides, and doing an average, a low and a high, they averaged it out. They theoretically say about 75,000 people have died already from the beginning of the pandemic to where we are right now. And that's probably a pretty good estimate. So you add that to that the total you have, and that's where you get the 152, maybe deaths of disparity. But again, the financial incentive by the hospital to pretty much, I mean, this is actually fraud. This is outright fraud if you've actually listed a death as a coronavirus for a financial incentive. That's fraud. And they should be going out, they should be going after those people who've actually fraudulently doctored the notes there to say it's a COVID death. I theoretically say 75 to 100,000 of the total that we currently have right now. Take those off and you have a true number, probably a closer to a true number of how many elderly have really died from the coronavirus. When I've talked about underlying health or comorbidities, you know, John, down here, one of the interesting things at that little house I stayed at, in that spare bathroom, there was no medicine cabinet. I don't know if you noticed that.
Mm.
When you live down here in God's waiting room, everybody down here has tons of medications. There was no medicine cabinet in this little house. I couldn't figure out why. But if you want to know what a comorbidity is or poor health or underlying health problems, come down here, open up a medicine cabinet, and all those pills you see in there, those are comorbidities. And once you get this virus here, those problems you have in your medicine cabinet there are potentiated. They're now made lethal. They don't talk about this, but
wait, that's a fact.
This is a death toll of the elderly.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm missing the point that you made about no medicine cabinets in God's waiting room. Okay, and that the reason...
Well, there wasn't in this house.
Yeah. Okay, all right. No. But, okay...
What I was saying is that if you want to determine if somebody has underlying health problems or comorbidities, you can come down here and just look in their medicine cabinet.
Okay, I get you.
And they may say, I don't have really any comorbidities, but I guarantee you their medicine cabinet is full. Those are comorbidities.
Okay, I got you.
In that medicine cabinet.
Gotcha.
Got it?
And, of course, the pharmacies in tight lockstep with the doctors recommending, treatments to make their symptoms go away under the guise of, we're going to make you live longer. Now we're right back at the pharmaceutical people. And these are the people, Pfizer, they make many other things other than just the new vaccine coming out and being paid, I guess I hasten to use the term, handsomely, but enough money to go along with the scam, and I'm sure to absorb any legal action that's going to happen in the future, because it is, folks. Steve, people have got to look at this for exactly what it is. If you think your life is being controlled and manipulated, it has been for a very long time. I recognized that 30 years ago. I recognize this year what this is about as well. This is about control. This is about your subjugation. And if they can get away with this, this is the green light to them to really come after you the next time. Folks, do you think I made up the story about the National Guard in Arkansas on this track and trace program that they're starting to remove people from the homes? This is not a joke. This is not a joke. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to decide if you're going to be free or you're going to become an abject slave, because you've already been made one. You may not understand exactly how it's happened through the banking system with them putting out phony money and then buying real resource with it, getting you hooked in a trap. And isn't this wonderful, Steve? Do you like the formula? Then wait a minute, we'll get you into a 30-year mortgage, we'll take that $100,000 house you bought, we'll make you pay back $325,000, and that is if you can keep it, but we can manipulate the economy to put it right through the floor so you can't pay for the house. Guess what we get? We get your house. We get real estate off of the funny money that we created in the first place. Ta-da! Why aren't these people in jail? I'll tell you why. Because the United States government has been allowing this robbery to go on since 1913, and they won't talk about it. The last guy that had any connection to politics was our own Ron Paul, and he wanted to end the Fed. He sat on the banking committee. He knew exactly what the Federal Reserve is about, and he would question the Federal Reserve presidents as they would come in. Folks, go do your research on that one. There's some very fine clips. I like Ben Bernanke. When Ron Paul started to question Bernanke, he kind of smiled and put a smirk on his face, kind of rolled his eyes a little bit. And Bernanke said, yeah, I know what's coming, Ron. And he wasn't wrong. This is total crap. We have been hoodwinked. We've been lied to. And the whole system supports it because so many people are bleeding wealth off of you at an astronomical rate. Until what happens? Until they start bleeding it off from people that have been bleeding you all these years. And that's all the people associated with the funny money. Not necessarily just the bankers, but everybody else has been feeding it to trough. Well, guess what? The pigs are still hungry and the food's all gone. Holy mackerel. Steve? I think Donald Trump ought to, I think he ought to humbly fly down to Victoria, Texas here, go knock on Ron Paul's door and go and look, I'm going to need some help here in 2020. Can you be my vice president? Remember, he was a rock star when he was running for president, not the first time around, when people found out about, at colleges, there was Ron Paul talking about the Constitution. He was talking about freedom and liberty and where it came from. He was also educating them on the money system. He was a rock star on college campuses. Donald, For God's sakes. I know we got short-term memories here, but for God's sakes, pick this guy up as vice president. And I don't care if Ron Paul doesn't make it through 4 years. And quite frankly, Mr. Trump, I do not issue you ill will, but I don't even give a damn if you had Ron Paul as vice president if you didn't make it another 4 years.
Well, at least bring him in my administration.
Oh, no. I would do better than that. No. He needs to get this Pence neocon.
You think he could actually dump Pence right now? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You don't think the Democrats would say that's weakness or something?
No, I don't. By bringing in Ron Paul in and him starting to shore up the argument of how to make America great again and truly great? No. He would have... No. It would be bulletproof.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll be back. 3 minute break, folks.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, Steve, I was just thinking about this during the break. Let me see. Joe Biden, we don't know who he's going to pick. We know it's ain't going to be AOC or Bernie, but it's going to be somebody. And, well, the Democrats' idea is, well, the reason why we've had all these deaths in the country is Donald Trump has mishandled the coronavirus epidemic. Okay, so we get Ron Paul in there to help the Donald. Make America great again by dumping the charter with the Federal Reserve Banks, that contract, canceling it. Oh, and the vice president, he can take on the arguments, because guess what Ron Paul is? He's a medical doctor. Whoops.
Yes, he is.
Oh, you get a double building there, Ron. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Paul. You know, I know the thing is, first off, and, you know, do no harm. Well, our country is in peril. And I don't get to retire. Steve, I don't think you're ever going to retire. You know, you may not work in your chosen vocation, but you're not going to retire. And Ron, you don't get to retire either, because now is the critical time for this country. And now is the time. And I don't care how much time you've put in. Now's the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
I don't think we may all be in the same situation. Nobody may be able to retire. We may all be slaves to the banks. And
well, we are slaves to the bank.
I'm hoping not.
We have been slaves for over 100 years. This is what's so ironic. And I wanted to salt the ground here before I play your video that you sent me. A black guy standing here going, hey, what are you people talking about? I'm not oppressed. Right. Mike, please. Here it is. By the way, I'll save comment for later. At any rate.
Black lady has not gone through anything, and she ain't been through no racism. Nobody's treating her bad. In a black neighborhood, black on black crime is real, and most of them are dying from black crimes. White people aren't doing anything to them. White people voted Barack Obama in for 8 years. 8 years. Everything that the blacks could be crying about should have did it on his watch. That's and right. They didn't. Well. I'm black, 52. I'm not oppressed. Ain't nobody oppressing me. America is more free than it's ever been.
That's right.
And every black person know that.
That's Amen. Right.
So to keep listening to somebody make you think they're going through this, some little young 19-year-old black person, they've been through this. They ain't been through nothing. That's they're right. creating it. They're creating a problem that does not exist, like they're talking about. Is there racism? Of course. But overall, you understand how far we've come? Do you understand how far we've come? We have now in America, white mothers and fathers are allowing their daughters to marry black folks. Y'all know this stuff that don't exist like it used to.
Yes, sir.
Whoa. How many years ago would that be a lynching offense? I think he's right.
That's right.
America That's right. has never been more free. I'm sorry I had to interrupt that.
Years ago, a white girl could have never. I'm married to a Caucasian woman, the most beautiful woman in the world. So all this talk about racism and all this, don't listen to it. It's a lie. They don't know who they're mad at. Remember?
Wait a minute. I just had another thought here, Steve. He had to marry a white woman. He's in the house. He's raising children. He had to marry a white woman to stay married. Because if you're black, you got to go back. You're thrown out the door because welfare payments aren't high enough. You can't have an income earner and somebody to steady a family and be the basis of a family. That's the Democrats' idea. Welcome to the Democrats' world. How are we doing in this country? By the way, we're only half done with this, Steve. We'll play the rest of it after the top of the hour break. Steve Elkins from God's Sandbar and Waiting Room in Florida. John Stattmiller here in Round Rock, Texas.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show The Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.